This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, you're with us in 30 minutes, and let's get you back again sooner to talk about all these big issues and big news stories that are out there.
Let's do it.
I don't want to get into the type of stuff that, you know, is just a gossip column stuff, but I do like to talk about stuff where people have their identity stolen. And Rick Ross is not his name. He's a jail guard. He knew about your story. It's admitted. They stole your identity, and you brought this up the third or fourth time I interviewed you, one time in studio, because I guess you even get it, like, you're not the real Rick Ross, it's this guy from his songs and what he says. So it's not that you're putting that guy down. I think it's important for you to spend a few minutes on the fact that you are Rick Ross.
Absolutely. My mom named me that.
Yeah.
Born here in Texas. Kilgore.
That's right.
My birth certificate says Rick Ross, so for everybody who don't know that, I didn't change my name. I was born Rick Ross, and I made Rick Ross famous by going to court. I wish he would have went to court and coming to the judge and said, oh, I'm Rick Ross. He's not Rick Ross when I was going to court, but he didn't do that.
He was a jail guard.
Yeah.
The fake Rick Ross.
Yeah, jail guard.
What's his real name?
William Roberts. But that's not the worst part. You know, I got a judgment against me for $700,000 because I tried to sue to stop him from using my name. And to stop Universal and Warner Brothers from using my name.
And then they went back with the court fees against you.
Right. They made me pay the attorney fees. I don't know how I lost the case, but, well, you know how that goes when you're fighting with big corporations.
But how's old Rick Ross doing today? The fake one.
I don't know. I don't really keep up with him, you know. I mean, he's still making fake music, you know, selling it to the kids, telling them what a great drug dealer he was, and that you can go out and sell drugs and parlay that into a record career and live happily ever after.
What do you want to tell kids? You travel the country. I should have said that up front, helping kids and keeping them away from drugs. And, you know, you really reversing some of the things you can say that were bad.
Well, you know, selling drugs, you really got two ends to that. You know, there's no rainbow with a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. Use this set of handcuffs or the graveyard. You know, very few people are able to get into the drug business, the black market, and come out on top. You know, it's usually the other way around. You usually come up dead or in jail for a really, really long time.
I was about to say, this is a short segment with a long one coming up. Hey, you did probably thousands of big deals. How did you stay alive?
Well, you know, usually when I did deals, I did deals with people that that I could trust somewhat. I mean, you know, you never know who's going to be the one who turn on you or anything like that, because it was my next door neighbor who really corroborated the evidence to convict me. But you know, you really got to be a good judgment of people. You got to be a good judgment of character. You got to always put yourself in a position to win. You know, like, you don't do deals in places that you don't know about. You know, you don't allow somebody to take you into the back of a big warehouse that you've never been, or in the back of a woods and do a deal. You know, I would do my deals in shopping center parking lots, you know, where it was really visible and a lot of people would be around. I mean, a lot of people don't like doing deals like that, but I felt more comfortable with, you know, doing it in public locations where if something went down, a lot of people would see what was going on.
Did you ever have somebody pull something on you?
I've been beat a lot, but usually, you know, the way I did it is, you wouldn't have to rob me because I would give it to you in your hand, and then it was up to you to bring my money back or not. You know, consignment is what they call it in the drug business.
Plus, if they were smart, they do it over and over again instead of just stealing it once.
Right. Well, you figure, you know, you might make some money one time, but if you know do it like I did for 8 years, then you make a lot of money. One time you make a little money, but if you can,
No, but in any business, you run into people that would rather screw you one time, that they like just get off on it.
Right.
They just can't help it.
Yeah. But in any business, it's better to be consistent and to do what you're supposed to do, and you'll have repeated business.
So there's even a layer of morals in drug dealing. We'll be right back with the real Rick Ross. I'm Alex Jones, and I am the real Alex Jones. Not Mill Hicks. We'll be right back. FreewayRickRoss.com.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Drug dealer, cocaine dealer in America. Fear Rick Ross, if you just missed it, he travels the country teaching kids, don't get into drug dealing, don't get into corruption. But I just had one of the producers mentioning, in Dave Chappelle's new special, he says that, hey, crack cocaine and targeted black people, so I'm kind of glad the heroin epidemic's targeting white people. Well, is that even true? Plus, the average white person didn't know that, didn't support it. It's the same big pharma. A lot of that's Chinese control. It's not about white people, black people, in my view, even though some of it was done from a racist perspective. It's about big corporations exploiting people, and then they use low-level people to carry it out and then get the blame. Maybe we can find that clip, but what do you think of Chappelle's making that statement?
Well, with drugs, you can't just say that this is for blacks or this is for whites. Now, in the crack epidemic, blacks were targeted by the police to get arrested.
Longer sentences,
but whites use cocaine just as much or more than blacks did. So that's definitely not a true statement. Now, if he would have said that, well, they're arresting blacks more than they were arresting whites, that would have been a true statement. But no, it's not. And as for the heroin epidemic, it's not. If it's whites that are doing it now, it's not going to stay that way. It's going to trickle down to the rest of society, because that's just the way drugs work. It may start with one person, but it's like a virus. It has its way of getting introduced.
Well, I've been down to Skid Row in L.A., and it's I'd say about half white, maybe like 40% black, and maybe 10% Asian. There's a lot of black folks on heroin down there.
Yeah, it affects everybody. I mean, it's an epidemic, and when you're dealing with epidemics, I mean, you know, we have to try to get out of the black and white concept, because it's a universal epidemic.
I agree. What do you think of Trump trying to reverse the Democrat policies of the '90s when Hillary said blacks are super predators, got to be brought to heel? I don't know if you've ever seen that quote, and then Trump is trying to reverse that right now.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's a good thing. We definitely need.
See, the media won't even give him credit.
Yeah,
but that's why Kanye West went there and like got him to do that.
Yeah. Well, I know Kim Kardashian has been working with him as well.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, TMZ had hit me up one day about her doing that. She was getting lift rides for inmates, for people who are getting out of prison. And they asked me how did I feel about it, and I told her I thought it was a wonderful thing, because when people get out of prison, you've been in prison 20, 30 years, most of your family probably dead, you probably don't have any friends, and you don't have any resources. So any resources that we can give inmates to help them stay out of trouble, I think, is a great thing.
Let me ask you this. Not going to get you in trouble with the Trump statement, but just wondering, what was your view of Trump before he ran for president, and then what the media turned into once he did?
Well, I read a couple of books on Trump when I was in prison, and I don't know. I felt I use his books. I use some of his techniques now, but the way he's being portrayed on the news right now is villainary.
Villainary, that's a good word. Well, they do it to me. I mean, they say I wrote a book about Sandy Hook and harass families. I never wrote a book about Sandy Hook. They say I lost a suit. That's AP. That's not true. None of it's true. They say I lost an appeal yesterday. I didn't.
Yeah.
They just lie. I mean, I'm saying levels of lies, when you're experiencing it yourself, then you know how big it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of times with us as people, we don't believe certain things until they absolutely affect us personally. You know, we go along with it, but then when it affects our family personally is when we start to notice that it's not right.
You travel all over the country because I see you popping up here, there.
I do.
Speaking of, you've done a lot of good for any bad that you got sucked into. I mean, how many schools, how many colleges have you talked to and explained that drugs aren't glamorous?
Oh, my God. Hundreds of schools. And I would do more if they would let me. But, you know, we still had that stigma about drug dealers, you know, like you're not reformed, even though you did 20, 30 years in prison, you're still not reformed. You're still a drug dealer. And
but the kids are really going to listen to the drug.
Oh, no,
the famous kingpin.
They want it. They want it. They want to know, you know, what did happen? How did you get started? Who, like, I just did a school in Kansas City last week, and I did a survey with the kids. You know, I just started asking them, you know, okay, can anybody here tell me who introduced you to drugs first? Because this was a school where all the kids had been on drugs before. This was a drug school where kids had been suspended from school for using drugs. And they started raising their hands and they were saying, oh, my uncle turned me on. Oh, my dad.
It's usually family.
It's usually family. It's not some strange guy, you know, that's in the park, you know, wearing a hood and hiding out behind the benches. Hey, little kid, come here. Let me introduce you. That's not how it happens. And I had to explain that to the teachers, that most of these kids got hooked on drugs from somebody that they trusted, from somebody that they love. And that's something that families need to know as well, that your kid is not going to get hooked on drugs by some stranger. It's going to be his uncle, his auntie, his big brother, his sister. Just like with me, the guy who introduced me to drugs was like my big brother. He was that brother that I didn't have. And I looked up to him. I thought that he was right. I thought he knew what he was doing. And he got me started.
Well, that's the way it is with so many things. But think about Big Pharma. They sell drugs that are worse than cocaine, as bad as heroin, and they're pushing it in schools, they're pushing it everywhere. Something like 30% of women are antidepressants. Those drugs say on the insert, they eat holes in your brain. They make your heart swell. They lower your IQ. They can cause you to become a mass murderer. It says on the insert, and then almost every one of these crazy mass shooters is on it.
Well, those drugs dealers should be responsible. They could be held responsible for those shootings. I mean, technically, if they go with the conspiracy theory, because with the conspiracy theory, if I hand you the gun and you go out and do a shooting, I'm responsible. So if I'm prescribing drugs, if I'm paying doctors, because that's what they do, you know, they pay doctors.
Yes.
To subscribe drugs to people. The more drugs you subscribe people to, the bigger your bonus is going to be. So technically, they're...
Oh, exactly. I mean, if anybody's ever seen how beautiful these female drug reps are at these doctor's offices, and I'm telling you, let me tell you, those beautiful female drug reps, they're not just getting bonuses. They're having sex with the doctors. they sell enough.
So you get the rep, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, at the end of the day is these people are strictly, they like I was when I was selling drugs. You know, I was strictly dealing for the money. I didn't care about human life, how it was going to affect anybody else. The only thing I really cared about.
Look, CBS News, Pfizer drug sales having sex with doctors.
Wow.
Keep going, sorry.
So when you're in that state of mind where you don't really value people, you only value the money, then you don't really care what happens to the people.
Man, that's so crazy.
And we have to change that. We have to change our, and we have to start with our kids to where, you know, now we value life and not just the buck.
I agree. That's what I've said is if you, they're going to shut up about these mass shootings that are terrible, but still statistically very, very rare compared to all these other things that kill you. As soon as people start suing the drug makers of the drugs that most of these people are on that say they actually make you do it, that's when they're going to change the subject off the average gun owner and blaming. In fact, I have a statistic here. This is a big meme going viral. 10,874 people killed by drunk drivers in 2017 and 403 by rifles. Walmart stopped selling rifles, still sells alcohol. That's real numbers. Real numbers. The latest, you know, the numbers are always 2 years behind. And so mass shootings might kill 150 people a year. If you count gang-related, it's 300, 350. Still terrible. But 10,000 from drunk drivers. We're not saying, you know, they shouldn't sell alcohol because some people are doing it responsibly. It's the person, what they do with the alcohol that's at fault, not the alcohol, just like it's not the gun's fault.
Good point. Good point.
I think we need to go on the offense against these drug makers because enough fentanyl to kill 10,600,000+ people got caught being shipped to the U.S.
Well, we already know that, alcohol and, cigarettes kill more people than all illegal drugs put together. You can combine all the illegal drugs together, and they still don't kill as many people as alcohol and cigarettes. So we definitely have some issues, but, you know, we got to change our politicians. Our politicians are on the take as well. You know, they're getting paid by these big companies, and, they're going to make decisions to benefit the
country. We got to start caring about each other again. And, like you said, the cigarette makers get caught putting hundreds of chemicals in that are drugs that are more addictive than cocaine. Talk tobacco. You're addicted to the chemicals they're adding to it. And are they in trouble? We need to look at all of this. Final segment with the real Freeway Rick Ross right ahead. We'll get into his book, Riding with Rick, the 21 Keys of Success. We'll be back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the links to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. If you don't, they win.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The wheels of his Mustang exploding on the highway like a slug from a 45. True death.
Gripping the wheel, his knuckles went white with his...
Crank it up.
The wheels of his Mustang exploding on the highway like a slug from a 45. True death. 400 horsepower of maximum.
400, baby. I got 700 plus horsepower.
This is black.
This is black sunshine. All right, I'm going to stop that. The real Rick Ross is here, riding with Rick. The 21 Keys of Success. Sounds kind of like a Trumpian book. I'm going to read this book. Tell me about it. Tell me about the book.
Well, the book was wrote about my first 6 months out of prison. And, you know, getting out of prison, I didn't know nobody. I didn't have any money. You know, I was homeless for a couple months. My mom had lost her house. She had took one of those subprime loans out. You know, she had her house was free and clear when I went to prison. And she went and borrowed a couple hundred grand. And I think the broker took like $80,000 out of the loan right off the top. And she wound up losing her house right when I got home from prison. I think I was home for about 6 months, and she had owed, I think, like $48,000. And they was like, we need the whole $48,000 right now.
And that's the real crooks, to have an old lady and you take 40% of the loan as a brokerage fee and rip them off.
Yeah.
I would see like 10% as a rip off of that poor old lady. How the hell do guys do that?
And what really got her is that they started the loan off at $1,200 a month. So she could afford that. But it escalated.
Ballooned.
It ballooned to $3,200 a month, which was totally out of her range. When I got home, Alex, she didn't have food to eat. Because she was trying to pay the mortgage.
Did you know it was Larry Summers and Bill Clinton changed the laws for all that loan sharking?
No, I didn't know.
Now in places like Arkansas that had some of the strongest laws against payday loans and usury, they've gotten rid of all those laws.
Well, that's a good thing, because so many people lost their homes. I mean...
No. And I'm saying they got rid of the laws protecting people.
Oh, they got rid of laws protecting people.
Yeah,
that was...
I'm not trying to bash Bill Clinton. It's just that super evil stuff came out of
it. Well, what it is, you just call it what it is. You know, you call it what it is. If it's a spade, it's a spade. You know, who did it? Who cares who did it? You say who did it?
Man, I would be so afraid of God, because I know God's real. If I was ripping off old ladies, these people are crazy doing that. Man, do they have any idea how bad luck they're getting? I mean, you're going to pay in this life. You're going to pay after.
But some of the people they already rich. They got more money than sin. I mean, they can't spend all the money they got already. Why do they continue to...
Why don't you give all the old ladies the best deal, and then you get them all in a little percentage? Why would you want to screw them over?
Right.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But it goes back to the business thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's how this book came about. My friend Cody, who I had sent him these three books that I had read, my favorite three books, Think and Grow Rich, The Richest Man in Babylon, and As a Man Think. To read, and he read the books. So when I got out, we were riding around, and he saw me using these principles, and he was like, man, these must be the principles that you use to be so successful. And he was documenting everything, and the book just came about like that there. So it's 21 keys, my 21 most important keys. We started off with the number one, what we thought were the most important, which was being humble. It's very important for us to be humble as people, because when you're humble, people like you. You know, they don't mind working with you. But when you're boastful, when you are overbearing, people have a resentment for you. You know, they don't really want to be around you. So we felt that being humble was the most important.
And if you're mentally humble, it doesn't cloud your judgment.
Yeah.
These guys that get on a power trip, I noticed they're not thinking too smart.
Right, right. And you have to have an open mind, because if you don't have an open mind, you can't visualize the future. You can't see what's coming. And you wind up being stagnated. So, that's how the book came about.
Give me some more principles. I can't wait to read it.
You have to study. You have to be somebody who, once you find out whatever the field is that you're going into, you have to learn as much about it as you can. One of the things that I found out about myself, and I didn't really understand that, but when I first started selling cocaine, I knew absolutely nothing about cocaine. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know what it smelled like. I didn't know the color. I was a novice.
You know? That's a good rule. You didn't get high on your own supply.
No, I didn't. I didn't. But they taught me that, though. You know, I was taught by the people.
Don't take it.
Don't take it. If you don't take it, you're going to be rich. So I didn't take it. And that's one of the other things that I learned about drugs, too, as well. Most people who get involved with drugs don't get involved with drugs to become addicts. Most of the people who get involved with drugs get in it for the money. But they believe that they're stronger, that their willpower is stronger than the drug. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand.
That they can take it.
They play with fire.
Exactly. So, and that's how most people be.
Well, that's like me now. I just don't drink, period. I made a big deal about it on air, but I just don't drink.
Yeah.
And, so if I joke around sometimes, I'm being stupid. I'm like, oh, I'm drunk. But no, because I'll quit drinking and I'll start drinking, not a lot. All of a sudden I'm drinking a lot. I just don't drink now.
You got to.
It's much easier. Just zip. It, never again. It's over.
You know, and people ask me that too about drugs. They're like, okay, well, if I can control the drug, I said, no, you can't control the drug. You have to quit totally, and you never go back. And if you go back, you didn't really quit. You only slowed down. So it's a difference in slowing down and quitting.
And then it dominates your life with anything. Because alcohol is a drug, a deadly drug. Your whole life's about you want it, you need it, or you're not going to have it, you're going to have it. And it's just like, no, you're not in my life.
Right, right. With anything, I mean, it could be a woman, a man, if somebody is
no,
not.
You're right. Alcohol's like an evil woman. Or for a woman, I'd be like an evil man. Like, it's just great when it ain't in your life anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to just, like leave it. I mean, that's the way I had to do with cocaine, because I loved selling cocaine. I fell in love with it. Mine had got to the point where it wasn't about the money anymore. The money wasn't my high anymore. My high was selling a lot of drugs.
Being number one.
Being number one. How much drugs can I sell? How many kilos can I get rid of today? How many kilos am I going to be able to get rid of tomorrow? And it wasn't about how much money was I making, because I didn't care. You know, I had everything that I wanted, but I still had that intensity, that passion.
Drive.
To do more. I want to do more. I want to do more tomorrow than I did yesterday. I want to do more next week. And, you know, I want to be bigger next week than I am today.
And the CIA had all you needed.
More and cheaper. So.
So they were like trying to sell you so much you couldn't even move it. They're like,
slow down.
You ever tell them slow down?
Yeah, slow down. And that's the way we have to approach our life like that. You know, we have to figure out what are the things in our life that are not doing us any good, and we have to get rid of them.
Rick, we should get you on via Skype at least once a month on my show and others, and anytime you want to come to the studio. I'm so glad that you checked in with us. You came here. People can find the great book, Riding with Rick, The 21 Keys to Success. You can come speak to your school, teach kids about not using drugs. Believe me, they'll listen to him a lot more than they'll listen to, you know, the police or their mom. And the website's freewayrickross.com. Yes. Thanks for coming in, my friend.
Oh, you already know, man. I ain't never going to forget. You know, I'm not one who forget my friends. And what you did for me when you came down to the prison to check on me, I will never, ever in my life forget that.
Hey, man, you were a big story, and I wanted to expose CIA drug dealers. You're badass.
Well, I appreciate you.
Had a lot of courage, right?
I appreciate that, you know, that what you did for me.
I appreciate you, Rick.
All right, thank you.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
We're going to get right to Matt Brackett, best-selling author, researcher, former Navy SEAL, and just a really smart fella about what's happening in the world. Always love to get his take on things in the war rooms. In 30 minutes with Owen Schroyer. Just remember, we have a new product. It's Chill Force. It's 40% off introductory offer. You get it 50% off when you get it with a bottle of Brain Force Plus, which is an award-winning, super popular nootropic. This isn't a downer. This is a relax and focus, I'd probably call it Zen Plus, but we've named it Chill Force. It goes with Brain Force and Turbo Force, or it goes by itself. It doesn't make you sleepy. it makes you not be jittery, and it works amazingly. No reviews yet because it just came out. I've been taking it since I first tried the formula. We tried three or four different ones from top developers 6 months ago. From the same makers that brought you Brain Force, which is, again, just a souped-up, already bestseller nationwide, private label by us, at a lower price. That's always our wish. Go out and get the award-winning. But Chill Force is proprietary. It's powerful, and it helps fund the InfoWars. So get your Chill Force today and experience it. If you like Brain Force, you'll love Chill Force. You can also call 888-253-3139. Matt, thank you for letting me preempt. Rick Ross was, I'm not mad at him, but he was supposed to be here an hour before, so we had to push back. I apologize if that happens sometimes. Just briefly, what do you make of the pitch for the new health DARPA, HARPA? Turns out Obama administration of people run it. It's being pitched to Trump. I don't think Trump's going to support it. The Washington Post says he does because of Ivanka. And I'm not trying to target Ivanka. I just think she doesn't know which end of a gun the bullet comes out of. You've got Walmart's CEO adding insult to injury, not selling rifle ammo and handgun ammo, but now saying we should turn our semi-autos in. You've got the former head of DHS, Jay Johnson, saying this time they're going to get our guns. My God, this is out of control. So your take on that, you go ahead and take over, my friend, enemiesfarmanddomestic.com.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, you know, Walmart really sticks in my throat. Like in the last segment before, they were talking about Walmart. You guys were talking about Walmart, and they still sell booze. You know, you can waste yourself on vodka, you know, much more certainly than a brick of 22 long rifle in your closet, which won't hurt anybody. And the thing that really sticks with me with China and Walmart, or China Mart, is that Walmart, which I think Tucker had a great episode on this, Walmart laid waste to mom-and-pop shops across America and replaced them with cheap stuff made in communist China. Slave labor is not free trade. It's something, a saying I heard or came up with somewhere. You can't have free trade with slave labor. So Walmart should be ashamed. I mean, I looked up, they actually have Walmarts in China now. Yeah, do they sell organs harvested from political prisoners? I mean, it's absolutely disgusting that Walmart can go on virtue signaling about gun violence while their billions and billions of dollars are harvested, you know, are made from cheap goods made by virtual slave labor. I mean, they have suicide nets around their factories. Their factories have workers that are basically prisoners, where the dormitory, the dining hall, and the work floors are all in one building, and you don't get out. You know, that's your choice. You know, your choice is starve or work in a prison factory, and that's how Walmart has made its money. And for them to take the high road over guns is just really disgusting to me. Anyway, what I want to talk about today, and I know you're probably really sick of hearing about Hurricane Dorian. It seems like it's been in the news forever, and it's still in the news because it's scraping along the Carolinas now. But there's an ongoing tragedy in the northern Bahamas, which I know a lot about. I've sailed there a bunch. In the northern Bahamas, this hurricane was a record setter. It was going at 200 miles an hour, for like 2 days, the eye just going around and around and around. The people that live there have described it as like a tsunami, a hurricane, and tornadoes that just didn't quit, on and on. Now, the video footage you're seeing now is the third largest city in the Bahamas, Marsh Harbor, on Great Abaco, and this is the downtown district. So all of the people, the 20,000 people that live on smaller islands around Marsh Harbor and in settlements on Great Abaco, this is where they would come to get their blue tarps, okay? This is where they would come to get their bottled water. The headquarters, the hub of the Abacos, is absolutely wrecked. Everything you're seeing here was under a 20-foot storm surge. So it's all utterly annihilated. The hardware stores, the supermarkets, they're gutted. Even when you see homes that are still standing, their interiors are gutted. So the homes that are standing are made out of cinder block or reinforced concrete. So some of the walls might be up, but the interiors are gone. There was a 20-foot, sort of like a tsunami, rolling back and forth as this eye went around and around over the top of the Abacos and then continued across Grand Bahama, which is a big island with 50,000 people, 90 miles from east to west. And it just hovered over the eastern part of Grand Bahama for like a full day, the eye just making rotation after rotation. I've never seen destruction like this. And not only is this like an appeal to see where you can, you know, go to donate to people that are sending over rescue emergency aid, but this is also a lesson in human dynamics. Now the sun is back out. You know, it's 85 or 90 degrees there. The sun is shining. The weather is beautiful. But the people have no water, no food, and only the clothes on their backs. Their houses literally are empty. The contents of their houses could be a mile away. So everything is a grab bag. Now, Marsh Harbor is a biracial place, maybe 50-50, black-white. And they're all Bahamians, and they get along well. But there's a huge amount of social pressure where the wealthier people may live in slightly better houses further up the hill, perceived to having more rescue or more supplies on hand. And so the people with their living at lower levels may have even less. So there's reports of gunfire, looting, you know, social tension breaking out because you've taken it's like an experiment, like a nuclear blast went off minus the radiation and absolutely nothing is working. I would say 95% of the cars in the Abacos and on Grand Bahama are not working because they were underwater. I mean, way underwater. So you see very few vehicles even moving. And this is, you know, there's no electricity and there won't be for weeks. If you had a generator, it probably got ruined in this tidal surge tsunami series of tsunamis. So this is like a social experiment. What happens when people absolutely lose it all? And in the midst of this, you know, it's even taken 3 or 4 days just to get video like this out of the place. And this is the hub of the Abacos, Marsh Harbor. There are settlements and other islands like Man O' War Key, Treasure Key, Hopetown, Elbow Key, Guana Key, where there are hundreds and a few thousand people living scattered all over the place. And it's probably even worse over in the rest of the islands around Marsh Harbor. Nobody's even seen them yet. So people are literally, as we speak, I guarantee you, they are starting to die of dehydration, especially children and older people, because everything that they've got, their survival supplies, it's all ruined, or lost. You know, this was a major marina with, like, you know, 50, 60-foot sport fishing boats in normal times. These buildings, these were like great restaurants, you know, great marinas. They're just absolute. Look at that concrete block. These aren't cheap buildings. These aren't, you know, huts. And it's leveled. You know, the few buildings that are still standing, like that big pink building, you can see it's a very well-built building. I'm sure they intend it to be hurricane-proof, but it's gutted. When we come back, I'll move on to some other topics, but it rips me up seeing what's happening there.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, just a little bit more on this super hurricane, Category 5, 200 mile per hour winds, Dorian in the Bahamas. You know, then it came up the Florida coast, and we were very fortunate. It just stayed offshore. Now it's scraping along the Carolinas and might do a lot of damage there. But I can promise you right now, northern Bahamas, just particularly that northern tier, the Abacos and Grand Bahama, there are people who are dying because they have no insulin. You know, the entire infrastructure of civilization was wrecked. Just destroyed. They don't have drinking water. They don't have the very basics of life. They have the clothes on their backs and a lot of instant PTSD from surviving with their chins just above water, you know, with waves coming from all directions for actually a couple days. So please have some pity for these people. And when you see legit charities that are going to help, that's fine. But The real thing is that there are people dying right now while we talk. There are people trapped, and there are people without any medicine, without any water, and it's extremely dire. That's why I'm wearing this I got this medallion. It's actually a wahoo fish. I went to Virginia, and they're the Wahoos, Cavaliers and the Wahoos. So I was in Marsh Harbor, and I saw this in a jewelry store, and I picked it up. But I guarantee you that jewelry store is gone, just a foundation. The people that lived there that, you know, earned their living making jewelry, supported themselves, lived a great life in a really like a little paradise, that's all gone. And if those people are alive, they're homeless, you know, virtually beggars today, waiting for hopefully Uncle Sam to come in. But it's going to take more than helicopters. They can't even get aircraft in. The runway near Freeport on Grand Bahama is out of commission. The runway on Marsh Harbor is still underwater. The runway on Treasure Key, the road's cut off. They can't get anywhere except Treasure Key. So it's an extremely dire situation, and it's a lesson for all of us about how rapidly a major natural catastrophe like a bad earthquake or a super hurricane can just rip everything out that you're depending on, including your survival supplies. And then what? So it brings up a need for an even deeper level of preparation. You know, it's not enough to have stuff in a closet if the closet's going to be wrecked, you know, by a natural disaster and the supplies thereby lost. So it makes me really think very deeply about what I need in terms of food, water, medicine, emergency supplies, much of which we can get it in the InfoWars store. But once you've bought it, give a good thought to preparing a place for it that won't be destroyed in an event of a natural disaster or a fire, for example. Okay, enough on Dorian. It's ripping me up watching those videos of the Abacos. Just ripping me up. Recently, this is like a week or two ago, a student, a 16-year-old student in Loveland, Colorado, posted pictures of a day at the range on social media. I think Snapchat, something like that. Not even shooting, just like pictures of the guns that he had shot. And he was red flagged and basically, you know, kicked out of school for the time being. I think he's back now. But there's a program in Colorado, I don't know if it's in other places, called Safe to Tell with the number 2. It's basically a snitch hotline. If you think one of your fellow students is a, you know, potential, you know, crazed shooter like the Odessa shooter, and in this case, just the mere fact that you had photos taken of guns, you know, legal training at a legal range was enough for the hysterics in that school to red flag this kid and get him booted. You know, and this points up, this, you know, this ties in, for example, with the Walmart story, where they're now putting a social stigma on guns, not vodka, you know, not rot gut whiskey on the bottom shelf, but guns are now going to become a pariah item. And if you, you know, if you enjoy shooting, if you own guns, you're going to be considered some kind of a subspecies that bears a lot of watching because, you know, we're not quite sure when you might go off. And when you tie it in with this HARPA, the HARPA deal, which is, you know, like DARPA for health, supposedly, they're going to use AI and social media and put us all under the, you know, the remote control microscope to see which comrades are just a little bit too, you know, too unreliable to own guns. Now, bad, dangerous, evil laws are always sold to the public in the name of public safety. In fact, during the French Revolution, the guys with the guillotines were called the Committee of Public Safety, literally. That's who was the guillotine crews, the Committee of Public Safety. But when they sell a new law, whether it's like asset forfeiture, oh, we're just going after Scarface and the big narco-terrorist kingpins, they turn that's just the camel's nose inside of the tent. And so they're going to sell, including selling to Trump, you know, Ivanka and those losers, they're going to sell Trump on some form of red flag law, and it doesn't matter how it's worded, it doesn't matter what kind of guarantees there are, it's just the camel's nose. Eventually, there will be a Democrat president And the structure of the red flag law that's passed now in 2019 or 2020 is going to just be enormously, vastly expanded to where if you're a white male heterosexual with guns, that's pretty much going to be enough to do it. I mean, you think that I'm joking. You think I'm using hyperbole. Well, when I wrote my novels, you know, 10, 15 years ago, nobody could have ever foreseen something like, you know, secret police teams doing evil deeds like Fast and Furious. But they did. Nobody could have foreseen, you know, public libraries bringing in pedophile drag queens to you know, play horsey with toddlers and small children. But they're doing it. So people have to pretty much, you know, expand their horizon of the possible. And when something sounds like hyperbole, like, you know, the red flag laws are going to be used to disarm conservatives, just think back 10 years. Would you have ever imagined that you know, homosexual marriage, oh, that's all we want, gays to be able to marry, would expand so quickly to transgenders winning female sports events, weightlifting, track, etc.? It sounds crazy, but here we are. So it doesn't take much of a stretch of the imagination to extrapolate forward just a couple of years when there's imagine a President Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren. They're going to use these laws that are passed today in the midst of a hysteria to disarm their political enemies. This is how it's always done. You can go back to, you know, through the 20th century, every group that was a victim of genocide went through a period of scapegoating, you know, and the one of the tools that these oppressive dictators have used in, to not only scapegoat their enemies that are going to be designated for genocide, but they use the tool of gun registration. And they'll never say gun registration is so that we can round up the guns from our political enemies and put them on boxcars. That's never going to happen. They always say we need to know who has all the guns so that we can keep them out of the hands of irresponsible, you know, maniacs and criminals, which doesn't work because criminals, for example, are going to get guns illegally no matter what. The next thing that we're going to see is a ban on private sales. You're going to have to go to a federal firearms license dealer and do the paperwork. This is only going to affect law-abiding citizens. It won't change criminal behavior at all. They're still going to buy cars out of the trunks of cars, like they always do. But it's going to put conservatives, law-abiding people, into the position of either virtually registering all of their guns, because every transfer will have to be reported to the federal government. And you know, no matter what they say, they keep those records forever. Or you're going to still do private sales, but you're going to risk a felony sting, some kind of a bust for a sting, and be a felon and go to prison, hard time. So this is the corner that we're being pushed into. And I wrote an article for American Partisan today, basically called "Dear Mr. Security Agency, Dear Mr. Security Agent, please go see it. It's about gun confiscation, and who's going to be responsible for the gun confiscation is going to be the police. And they're going to have a big question to ask themselves when that time comes. And I'll see you next Thursday.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.